Science and technology.
HIV and AIDS. Till death do us part. Putting numbers on infidelity.
One of the problems of dealing with a sexually transmitted disease such as AIDS is that people routinely lie about their indulgence in the sorts of behaviour which pass it on. That makes knowing where to put your effort harder than it need be. And in no area do people lie more than on the question of infidelity. The naive outsider might be forgiven for thinking that infidelity was likely to be an important way that HIV, the virus which causes AIDS, is spread. Until now, however, that was mere supposition. Stephen Bellon of the University of Texas at Austin has changed this with a paper in The Lancet. Using data likely to be more reliable than answers to the question, have you been cheating on your wife stroke husband, he and his colleagues have worked out how much HIV infection is caused by adultery. The answer, as might be expected, is a lot. Dr. Bellon and his colleagues reached this conclusion from a survey of 27,000 married or cohabiting couples in 18 African countries. The survey looked at who in these couples was infected, how long the couple had lived together, and the age at which each member of each couple first became sexually active. Most people do not routinely lie about these things, except for age of first sexual encounter. The researchers took account of that by showing that claims as much as a year at variance with the truth would make little difference to the outcome. Dr. Bellon plugged the results into a mathematical model that also takes account of HIV's prevalence in a country and how long people there live once they have been infected. This let him estimate what proportion of HIV infections had come about by one or other member of a couple having been unfaithful, as opposed to having been infected before the couple got together, or having caught the virus from a partner so infected. The answer was between 27% and 61% for men, and between 21% and 51% for women. What can be done about that is a different question. Early in the AIDS epidemic, the virus was spread by what might be termed long-distance infidelity. Lorry drivers and migrant miners, lonely and far from home, were the vectors. Those groups, however, could be made the target of campaigns designed to ask them to think about what they were up to, and to be more careful about it. What Dr. Bellon has uncovered looks more quotidian, and thus much harder to deal with.